Thomas, a composer, violinist, pianist, vocalist, and musician.
I'm just curious to know a little bit about your background, how you went from playing other people's violin pieces to making your own.
Right. I guess I have always had a knack for creating things in general. Like with writing before, that used to be my favorite thing to do, and I was really into reading, but I always liked creating my own worlds with words. So it kind of ended up transferring over to violin playing, because I love playing other people's music, of course. I don't have a problem with it. But I always felt that it was definitely not a very organic process for me, playing works by all these composers that are like 200 years old or have passed away, or in rare cases that are still alive. It just wasn't my voice, and it was something I could do. It wasn't annoying to me, but it was still kind of weird. So I guess when I started realizing that and becoming cognizant of that, I decided maybe I could create something on my own, and I started writing, and that ended up relieving that frustration, because at least I was playing something that was definitely me.
Do you find yourself wanting to find your own voice, like you said, with different instruments or different aspects of your life?
I actually do, but it's kind of been a segmented process, I guess, over the past couple of years. I wanted to find myself with the way I look. I wanted to find myself with music, with my voice. I wanted to figure out what kind of voice I had, what kind of piano playing I had. And I think now that whenever I'm on the piano, whenever I'm on violin, whenever I'm singing, or whenever I write something and people are listening to it, they can tell it's me. But it definitely took a couple of years to get to this point.
Since you are, of course, composing your own pieces, do you find it easier to perform in public? Does it make you feel more at ease with yourself and your instrument?
Actually, yes. It's funny. I recently had a concert at the Carver Cultural Center. It was a lot of fun. There were like 150 people there. And the only time I was nervous was when I walked onto the stage right before playing the first song. Like, before that, I was just really frustrated and stressed because I was trying to make things work out, because no one was sponsoring the event and it was being put on completely by me and my mom and my dad. But once I started playing, it was very comfortable. It's, I guess it kind of feels like just talking to a friend. When I'm playing my pieces to people that I know actually want to hear it. And as the concert went on, I became more and more relaxed, and that just allowed the music to be better, I think.
I know you enjoy composing a lot, but do you also find that you enjoy playing other people's music and finding what they do and transitioning it into your writing?
Definitely, yes. It's because of that reason that this past semester I asked to play the second violin sonata by Ives at school. I don't think my teacher was completely certain that I could do it, but he let me do it anyway, and it ended up going really well. And I loved it because I was able to be inside of his head through this violin sonata. Because when you're listening to Ives, you can't really tell what's happening all the time unless you're listening really intensely. So it helps to have that leg up of actually being inside the piece and working in it and working with another pianist and seeing the whole score. Was really useful, and I was excited about the same thing when we got to play Blue Cathedral by Jennifer Higdon in Yosa this past season. I think that was this past season. I can listen to a piece and figure out what's happening. I can almost see the score in my head as I'm listening to it, but there's just something about being a part of it when it's actually happening that brings this completely different quality of understanding to it, and I really like having that. So anytime I get to play a piece that I've studied before, I get really excited.
Do you find that different instruments and different parts of music speak differently to you, and you enjoy each one differently or more than one than the other?
Kind of, actually. A little bit of both. Like, they do speak differently to me. The piano is kind of like this interesting grandfather instrument that carries with it, like, the souls of so many musicians, which probably sounds really corny and weird, but if you think about it, so many musicians, so many composers, almost every composer, actually, has played at the piano. So almost any piece that's been written for classical music has been put on those keys, like, and then it was written down, and then it was put into the format that it actually took on during performance. But there's this aged quality and this serenity to piano that I really like. With violin, there's a similar thing, of course, because it's still an old instrument, but at the same time, it feels more sprightly because, you know, it's a accessible instrument and it got around to a lot of people, and there's fiddle music, there's gypsy fiddle music, all these dance tunes that you can play with it, and it just feels more exciting, but it also has this sorrowful lyrical quality to it that I've been trying to pull out, and I think I've gotten to recently. It can be so sad, but it can also be so childlike. With singing, it's just like reaching into your soul and trying to bring things out, which is always a traumatizing experience, but fun at the same time. So yeah, like different instruments speak to me differently, and I do like some more than others. Like, I definitely like the sound of piano more than violin, which is probably a bad thing, but still, it is what it is.
Do you see yourself going down a path of pure music, or is it just a hobby?
No, I definitely am dedicated to music completely. I would like to eventually get involved in the world of academia, basically, become a professor for probably musicology or composition, something to that effect, and at the same time be active in the field. So kind of do something similar to what Jennifer Higdon is doing, except she's teaching composition lessons, but teach, be active, be commissioned, win a Pulitzer Prize, that'll be really nice, and things like that. And if I get to perform, that'll be nice, but I kind of like the idea of performing less as I get older, at least on the violin.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.